What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And our dear, sweet Taylor Tomlinson is not feeling well today, unfortunately. So it's just Delaney and I, but we have a fantastic guest joining us.
Oh, yes.
Comedian Helen Hong.
Oh, she's so funny, and she's just killing it. She's such a great actor, and she's been on all of the things. I mean, she's all over the place.
HBO. Yeah. You might know her from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR. She's doing so many great things. And she came on and talked to us about how giving up her vices, like, fucking
catapulted her.
Yeah. In her career. And so I think it's a great way to start off the new year.
Absolutely.
New decade, hearing about this. So we're going to get into the interview with her now, and then we'll come back on afterward and give you guys some updates and some segments.
Hell yeah.
All right, here's that interview.
You guys, we are so excited about today's guest. We have the fabulous Helen Hong here.
Yay.
She is a hilarious comedian and actor. You can catch her on Silicon Valley, no big deal. And Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR. Helen!
Yes!
I love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I've been wanting to come on for a while.
Yes.
Because I think this is a great concept.
Thank you.
I feel like we could all use some more self-help.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Right?
Yes. That's the whole point of the show, is like, we're never fixed.
Never.
Oh, no.
Ongoing.
Constant work in progress.
Yeah. And the reason we wanted to have you on about this specific topic is because I recently ran into you at my favorite restaurant, Sun Cafe, Los Angeles.
Yo, what's up? Do it, Sun Cafe.
Yes.
Sun Cafe, I'm going to be wanting an endorsement deal.
Yes, please.
Because it's expensive as hell.
Yeah.
Sun Cafe. Yeah. But it is delicious vegan food, and it's so within walking distance of my house.
Oh my gosh, you are so
lucky. A dream.
I would be broke if I lived in that
neighborhood. It is hella expensive.
But when I ran into you, we were talking about how great of a year you had.
I had an amazing year.
You had an amazing, like the best year of your life.
Yeah.
Is basically what you said.
Career-wise,
you said, it's because I gave up all of my vices this past year. And need to know everything.
And you're like,
We've
never done an episode on vices somehow, and I'm fascinated to hear what yours are and how you gave them up.
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, you know, my career has been just steadily increasing since I moved to LA. It's been 8 years now since I moved to LA, and it's been going great. Like, I moved here with nothing, no agent, no manager, no gig, no job, and I just moved here like on a hope and a prayer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Things have been going great. Like, I'm past all the clubs, and I'm working steadily, and I have great representation. But I've been sort of steadily climbing. And then this past year, 2019, I said, you know what? I just want to fast track this.
Yeah.
I just want to get myself to the next level. I am ready. I'm a really good actor now. I'm a really good stand-up comic. I'm just like firing on all cylinders. I just want to like propel myself to the next level. And someone had said to me, and I don't remember who, but I feel like it was a couple of different people had said, you know, this idea of like you need to give up something to tell the universe that you mean business. Oh, that, you know, you keep asking, you know, we all just keep asking the universe or God or, you know, whatever higher power that you look up to. We keep asking for things.
Yeah.
And we very rarely go, I'm going to give this to you in return. Mm. And, you know, a couple of different people had mentioned this, like, and one of the people had said, so I gave up drinking as just a...
Like an offering.
Yeah, an offering. Yeah, a sacrificial lamb. Like, I'm going to put drinking, I'm going to put my white claw
Tito's, in. Tito's is my sacrificial lamb.
I put my white claw on the freaking slab. And, you know, and I was never a huge drinker. Like, I'm not a big boozer or anything. But, you know, I'll, like, have a drink every once in a while. I would, like, smoke every once in a while. I would have CBD to help me sleep. And, you know, just all these little vices. Yeah. And so the beginning of 2019, I said, I am going into this pilot season. I am serious. I mean business. I want the universe to know that I mean business. So I'm going to give up my vices. So January 1st of 2019, I gave up drinking. So the last drink I had was New Year's Eve
okay.
of 2018.
That's a good way to go out.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
That was the last drink I had. So I gave up drinking. I gave up all drugs, you know, weed, CBD. I gave up Tinder.
Damn, whoa, that's girl. A big girl.
You gave a dick. Ooh, I gave that's up like dick and vagina and genitals. I just gave up genitals.
Wow.
I gave up hookups. I gave up everything. And I said, I am going to buckle down. And man, that shit worked. Because I had the craziest pilot season in 2019. I tested for 3 pilots. And I booked one. I booked an ABC network pilot.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
And so, and it was sweet. Like, I was, like, auditioning a ton, and I was, like, feeling really good. And, you know, I wasn't ever a huge drinker, but, like, even just giving up the drinking and giving up the CBD, I felt really clear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I felt really clear-headed. I felt really focused. I felt like nothing was really fazing me, you know. I was locked and loaded, and I was like in the groove and in the zone. So I had this crazy, amazing pilot season. I booked a pilot. I shot the pilot. The pilot didn't go, and I drank for like 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I fell off the wagon. I was like, fuck my life. This was supposed to be the end. I was supposed to book this shit and become rich and famous, and that was going to be it. But, So I found out the pilot wasn't going in like June, and I just fell off the wagon hard for like 2 weeks and just went on a bender for a couple of weeks.
But January to June, you didn't drink.
Yes, correct.
I mean, that's
January
a long time.
To June, no drinking, no drugs, no dick, okay. No vagina, wow. No hookup.
So,
no
you know, okay. I feel like the gods owed you one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take a couple of weeks for yourself, sure, Ellen. Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah. So it took a couple of weeks and I fell off the wagon. Probably like a couple of weeks of just like drinking every night and then like a month of just being whatever. Like not really caring.
Yeah.
But then the month went by and I was like, no, I'm getting back on the saddle. I'm getting back on the saddle because it worked.
Right.
I mean, it worked in that like I had this amazing pilot season. Like I got all these acting jobs and all these offers and stuff. Right. So so I let myself have that month and then I got back on the saddle and didn't drink again for probably till the holidays.
Yeah.
And I had an amazing year. I was a series regular, not a series regular, a recurring character on the last season of Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Nice.
So at the end of last year, I was a recurring on 3 different shows. Silicon Valley, an upcoming show on Netflix, and The Unicorn on CBS. I was
so
guest starring
cool.
on a bunch of things. I was nationally headlining still, like once every month and a half or so, which is like the perfect amount of time that I want to go on the road. I was, you know, still doing stand-up like whenever I wanted to. And I was still doing Wait, Don't Tell Me, a regular Wait, Don't Tell Me. And like people would stop me at shows and be like, you're my favorite panelist on Wait, Don't Tell Me. And I'm like, oh my God. And Wait, Don't Tell Me is about to start like a national stand-up tour, a Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me stand-up tour, and, like, I was invited to be on the very first one. Like, all these amazing things have been happening. And so I have been drinking now for the holidays, but it's – I stopped January 1st.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So hoping for, like, an even better 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to keep it going.
Because I really do believe – I do believe that, like, we keep asking for things.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to give something back. You know, right. You want to put your money where your mouth is. And I feel like we live in a time of, like, not that much integrity, like, especially personal integrity. Mm-hmm. You know, there's very little. I think that's part of the reason why I'm, like, decided to buckle down and, like, adopt this dog that I've been fostering.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm, like, you know, I feel like I'm starved for personal integrity because we live in such a non-integritous time. And I feel like that's, yeah.
Yeah. Damn, dude, that's awesome.
Well, I think there's also not just cutting out the vices, but you're making a commitment.
Yeah.
Like, you're all in. As opposed to when you have vices, I think it can enable that other behavior of, like, I mean, I could go to a mic, but I guess I could just, like, get high and stay at home.
Yep.
We talk a lot about the book The Artist's Way on the podcast, and there's a quote in there I love so much that's, like, you know, when you're not committed, there's, like, always hesitancy, you're holding back, but the moment one definitely commits oneself, then I think it says, like, then Providence moves too or something like that. The universe also acts in behalf of you doing that. And again, it's like, I know it sounds super woo-woo, and it's whatever you want to
believe. I'm super woo-woo.
But love the woo.
So I love it. But I do. I'm all about super woo-woo. Yeah. I believe in all that stuff. Like, my gurus are Wayne Dyer and Abraham Hicks.
Yes, and I was watching a bunch of her stuff for a while.
And, like, oh my God, why am I blanking on her name? The older woman who just passed away 2 years ago. She's blonde. She's amazing. Hay House.
I don't know.
She's
the
Hay House lady.
Why am I blanking on her name? I'll have to Google it.
Oh my God. We'll I'm blanking on her name because I'm so tired because I've been fostering this dog. And I have not been sleeping. So I'm like, I don't remember shit. Louise Hay.
Oh, Louise Hay. Oh, duh.
Thank God.
Jeez. Yeah.
So those are my three gurus, Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer and Abraham Hicks. And they all, they're woo-woo as fuck.
Yeah. They really are,
It's like the ultimate woo-woo, like, just get yourself in the vibration of the way you want to go. And I'm like, I'm getting myself in the vibration. Yeah, but I love that stuff, and I really believe in that stuff. And, you know, and I think about, like, how did I get to this point in my career as a comic? You know, I had a lot of integrity. Like, I totally put my money where my mouth was when I started as a comic. Like, when I started, I would go to, like, 5 mics a night every night. And that's how I got good really fast, is that it's something that I wanted so badly that I was like, I want to get really good, and I'm, like, serious about this shit.
Yeah.
So I really buckled down. And, like, I totally did not – I, like, hardly slept. I didn't have a social life. I just went to open mics, like, every single night. I would have 5 mics a night for, like, 2 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's how I got good. And I feel like, you know, that's – it drives me crazy when I meet people. It must drive you guys crazy too. Like, people are like, I bet I could be a comic. I bet I could do stand up. And I'm like, okay, well, that's great. Like, have you tried it?
Do it.
No, but I'm really funny. And I'm like, okay, well, you should try it and tell me how it goes.
Yeah.
And then if you're serious about it, you should go to at least 2 mics a night for the rest of your fucking life.
Seriously.
You know, and people just, they don't want to do the work.
Right.
It's like everybody wants the fame, but nobody wants to do the work.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and I get people writing to me on Instagram all the time being like, how do I, you know, do what you do? And I'm like, just fucking do it.
Work hard.
Just do it.
Yeah. And that probably, like, probably cleared, like, so many distractions too, like, directly and indirectly. You're not, like, waking up hungover anymore.
Yeah.
You're not, like, you're just feeling good by that and being so decisive.
Totally.
Like, you know, you're just clearing everything else off the plate. You got that one
and
big
I will
goal.
Say,
you know?
It was hard for the first month.
Yeah.
It was hard. I didn't realize how much I used alcohol as a crutch.
Oh.
Just emotionally. You know, like, kind of a bad day. I just want to have, like, I just want to have a drink.
Yeah.
I just want to have a vodka or a vodka soda or just a White Claw or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a crutch. It's also a way to be social. Like, I didn't socialize very much.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. if you're like at shows now and everybody's having a drink and you're stone cold sober and you're like just standing there like, I'll have a club soda. Yeah. Like you just feel like a weirdo and it's awkward. And I, you know, I have a little bit of social anxiety too. So like it definitely, I would drink to take the edge off a little bit, like hanging out with people. And then, you know, so it made me, it just made me go home earlier.
Yeah.
Which helped.
Yeah. Oh, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just am like, I'm just like, I don't, it's, this isn't fun being stone cold sober hanging out with you guys. So I'm just going to jet. Like, so I would leave.
Yeah.
I would just go home earlier.
Which and then you get better sleep.
Yeah. Feeds everything else. Did you have to replace your habits with other things, more productive or more positive things? Like for me, I'm trying to like stop snacking after like 10 p.m., which is a huge thing for me. I'm trying to like replace it with a glass of like a tea, like a hot tea, just for like an oral fixation type of thing.
No, I eat a shit ton. That is what I probably did gain 3 pounds. I'm not going to lie. I did probably gain a few pounds. I eat a shit ton. That is the one vice that I can't give up and won't give up. And
same.
I think you need to have something. But I'd rather be snacking than you know, drinking or smoking or, you know, doing CBD. Because I do feel like, you know, snacking is not going to like – derail you from learning your lines.
Did you find that like went up a bit, or did you feel like, oh, that this is pretty much how I snacked before, no big deal? Or did you
snacked more?
Okay, so that increased.
I definitely snacked more because I just gave myself the permission to be like,
Well,
I guess I will have a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah,
since I'm not deserve gonna have a bit. Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
We have a segment on the show.
You're not having a vodka. Have a freaking dark chocolate peanut butter cup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I would snack.
I have given up sugar the last 2 weeks since the holidays because I went so fucking sugar crazy during the holidays, which I think most people do. It's very hard to like stay on your regular eating course. You're being gifted boxes of chocolate. If it's in my house, I'm eating it. So after the holidays were done, I was like, I feel gross. I can feel it in my body. So for the last 2 weeks, I've just done no like no processed sugar. I still had some fruit and stuff like that.
How's that been?
Oh, it's so depressing.
Yeah, that's how depressing.
No. I'm saying it's depressing how good I feel because I should never have sugar again. I feel so good.
Yeah.
But I love sugar so much that I don't know that I could actually continue to not have sugar in my life. Right. But wow, I mean, I'm not having energy crashes throughout the day. I feel very clear-headed. My skin's been clear. Like, it's just... It's really, it's a bummer that sugar fucks with you so much because I feel great.
The day that I could give up sugar, throw me a fucking parade because, you know, they say that it's harder to kick than crack.
Well, it's
actually
lights up your brain the same way. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a detox process. So around day 3, I was getting real cranky. You can feel it coming out of your body. And it is that oral fixation of I would finish lunch and I always have a piece of chocolate or some sort of little sweet something. And I just would, I'm like itching. Like I'm itching like a crack addict. And I would make myself a fucking cup of hot tea, like a boring bitch. But I needed something. I needed something to feel like this is replacing it and I'm continuing to eat somehow. But it's just...
I have to replace a habit. I can't just be like, okay, I don't do that anymore. Then I'll just only think about that thing. Yep. I have to replace it with something a little similar.
Yeah.
And, you know, that usually goes okay if I can stick with it.
Yeah, I mean, it worked during pilot season because I was so busy. I wasn't sitting around like, you know, I was busy, thank God. I was super busy. And so I was just like, okay, I just got to do this stuff. But I did definitely snack more.
Yeah.
I definitely snacked more and I had more chocolate. But I was like, it's okay. You know, I'd rather have chocolate than weed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like, God, it's so crazy. It's like what you were saying, like it's depressing how it works.
It's depressing it does work.
Yeah.
You know, you almost wish that it was kind of a sham where you give it up and like nothing changes. And you're like, well, fuck this. I'm going back to brownies.
Right.
But like it does make such a positive difference in how you feel that you're like, shit.
Yeah, that's the same with
booze
substances
and weed.
And Tinder.
Yeah.
Are you back on Tinder now?
I mean, I was, but now I'm not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm back to my January sober. I guess a lot of people are doing sober January, right?
Oh,
a lot of people do sober January.
I've heard of Veganuary, which is going vegan for the month.
Nice. What's up?
But yeah, it's are you gonna kind of continue that situation where it's like you might give yourself a limited amount of time to like purge, like just all the dick and chocolates and vodka and all that stuff, or is it just gonna be kind of this is, you know, going forward,
no,
what your norm
is? I think the trick is to not be militant with it.
Right.
Right. It's for me.
Yeah. I think it depends person to person. Some people need like the full on, I'm not touching this at all. And some people need like a little bit looser.
Yeah. I feel like for myself, it's just better for me to not be like, you know, because for me, it's like then if I do one thing and I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to like bring on the cocaine. Yeah. Coke dick party.
Oh my God. Just snorting lines off of a shaft just to go all the way in.
Get your dick over it. Yeah. You know, like, I don't want that. So, and this was kind of like last year, I was very strict January through June when I found out my pilot wasn't getting picked up. I was very strict. I didn't touch any of it, and it was hard.
Yeah.
But because I could see the results in real time, that it was like shit was happening so fast. Like I booked the pilot, you know, I tested for the pilot. I'm testing for this pilot. I booked a pilot. Like shit just was happening so fast that I was like, oh my God, this is working. Ah!
Yeah.
And then, but then when I fell off the wagon in June, I was like, okay, like this isn't a disaster. I can just get back on in July and I'll be okay. And so that really worked for me. So I think I'm going to give myself the same, you know, like if I have one.
You're human.
If I have a drink at some point, I'm not going to be like, I'm flagellating myself, beating myself with a whip or something.
Yeah.
But, and I also, I'm a new mom.
Yay.
I'm a new mommy, I think. So I've been fostering this dog. I've been fostering this dog over the holidays for the past 2 weeks, and we're in love.
Yes.
So cute.
And so I think I might keep him, and I've never had this much response, like I've never been responsible for another life before.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so we'll see how like that changes things too. But I feel like things are good. Like going back to like integrity, you know, I want, this is so fucking nerdy, but I've been watching a ton of The Mandalorian.
I have not seen it yet.
I'm obsessed with The Mandalorian, and I think part of the reason why I'm obsessed and probably a lot of people are obsessed with The Mandalorian is it's a lot of story about personal integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, I see a lot of myself in The Mandalorian.
Aww.
It's like, he's like a badass loner who just doesn't allow people to get close to him, and then like somehow he's given this baby, his baby Yoda, and he has to like make a decision to like, okay, I'm gonna be responsible for this baby.
Oh my God, is your dog your baby Yoda?
Yeah. My dog is my baby Yoda, and I'm The Mandalorian.
I love it.
Just like, I want to be responsible, and I want to like, you know, open myself up to love and also commitment, and you know, not just thinking about myself and just being like, okay, this being came into my life and he's fucking amazing. He's the best. He's a 9-year-old husky.
So sweet.
So he's like all the great things about a husky, but none of the like, none of that crazy energy.
Yeah.
And he's like the best. And the idea of me taking him back to that horrible shelter at this point is just like, I can't even take it. So
yours now.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to keep him. But that's part of the reason why I'm so fucking tired. Cause I'm like, God, this thing has to, like, can you grow opposable thumbs and like let yourself out to pee?
You're a working mama.
Yes. Jesus. Like, you gotta, like, take him to walk every 7 hours. It's like exhausting. But
Delaney, I was going to ask, what if you were going to give up advice?
Oh God.
What is your number one vice?
Food. I mean,
but like what specifically? Like a type of food or your eating habits?
Overeating, compulsive eating, constant eating.
Me too.
Eating when I'm happy, sad, angry, bored, excited, celebrating. That is my above. I could give up everything else. I could give up everything else, but goddamn.
Yeah.
Food is like my
food is my number one love since I was a little kid. I mean, yeah. I got stories from my parents being like, yeah, you're a fucking tank. Like, you would eat through everything as a baby. You know, I'd be like, baby's hungry. Like, I was a creepy ass little kid. Have you seen that? What is that gif of that little kid going, snack? That was me. That was me. And it's still me. And my dad, oh my God, when I left for college, they're like, yeah, we save money on the grocery bill now.
Oh my God.
My fiance, hilarious. Cam, he's like, that's our biggest expense is feeding you. And I'm like, I am so sorry.
I love that. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I spent Christmas with Delaney's family, and granted, they were staying at this Airbnb for like 5 days, but the amount of food that they bought, I was like, oh, I didn't realize that you guys were having like extended family coming from out. They're like, oh no, it's just us. I was like, who is gonna eat this? This is fucking crazy.
Like, Delaney.
Jesus.
This fridge is for Delaney. Yes. And this fridge is for the rest of us.
It's for like a school field trip coming through. It was so much food.
Dude.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's the biggest
thing. Now,
was
food used as like a psychological tool when you were a child?
Oh, for sure.
Reward or punishment?
Rewards, entertainment, and nothing malicious, you know? Not like, but I mean, it would be like, oh, something great happened. Let's go eat.
Weren't beaten with a Slim Jim or something.
That's why I'm a vegan.
You were?
I was.
Did I nail it on the head? Food was very specific.
Food was used as a punishment in my house, like,
really?
Because my parents are immigrants who grew up during the Korean War, and so they are like real, like, no waste. It was like people who grew up in the Depression, like, no waste, you have to finish your plate, like, and I guess I was also a skinny kid who didn't like to eat. Like, my mom used to have to chase me around the room with a spoon to get it in my mouth because I was, like, not that interested in food. And so they used all these, like, freaking, like, mental tactics to try to get me to eat. Wow. And it fucking worked. Thanks, Mom.
The psychology behind food is so fascinating.
It's really crazy. Wow. So I remember being really little, and my mom once told me, because I was eating a bowl of rice, and she said, for every grain of rice that you leave in your bowl, God sheds a tear.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm, like, six. And I'm like, I don't want to make God cry. And so I would just fucking chow into it. And then I became chubby. I became like a chubby middle school, high school, currently. Like, just chubby person.
Oh, well, I've said that before on the podcast, that psychology of like clean your plate, it creates it takes away intuitive eating. Like, you need to be able to self-regulate and know when, like, I physically don't feel like I need any more food. But if, as a parent, you're saying you need to clean your plate or else you're going to be in trouble, it's like, it fucks with everything, girl.
Yeah, I was fucked with. Yeah. And so, and like, they just come from a real scarcity mindset. So, like, they have a fucking Costco card. It's these two small Asian people who live by themselves, and they fucking shop at Costco. And their pantry is like, it's like it's like doomsday prepping. They doomsday prep in their pantry,
Y2K.
But just for every day.
Yeah,
like, you go in their pantry and there's like crates of shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they just grew up with a scarcity mindset. And so, and they, you know, they were traumatized by the lack of food from their childhood.
Right.
So they totally fucked with my mental sensibility around food. So I definitely have a not healthy relationship with food.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I have to finish my plate, and I can't waste, and I have to save food, and I have to eat it before it goes bad, or, you know, like, that kind of stuff. And, like, I reward myself with food, or if I'm bummed, I turn to food. Yeah, there's all that.
I like to avoid things with food, too. I'm like, well, I'm eating. I have to eat. I can't get that thing done because I'm eating. You know what I mean? That takes priority to keep myself alive. So I like to avoid with it, and that's a big one. Also, I think as a kid, I would use it to, like, stay up late, too, because I'm like, if I say I'm hungry, I just get to watch another hour of TV while I eat my snacks and stuff. And I notice I eat a shit ton of food late at night. And I'm like, damn, I feel like I'm connecting the dots here. And I'm like, okay, I'm allowed to just stay up and watch TV and not eat. Like, you know, like you have to like unwire all this shit that you've learned or, you know, habits you've picked up. It's extremely hard.
It's toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you give up, Kelsey, if you had to pick?
My phone.
Your phone
is definitely my biggest vice.
You're a phone addict?
I'm a phone addict, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Like you check it constantly.
Constantly. Always on it. Especially Instagram. Like that's become it becomes a machine. It feels like you need to feed the machine every day.
Yeah.
Instagram stories and posts and interacting with people. But like I mean in everything though, it's email, it's texting. I'm definitely one of those people that I start working and then start being on it the moment I open my eyes and I'm on it till the second I close my eyes at bed. There's never any separation. Mm-hmm. And I've thought about times where I'm like, you know what, maybe I'll just set my phone aside for a few hours and just give myself a little detox. But then I get this anxiety of like, what if my manager needs to get a hold of me for something that's happening right now? Mm. And I got that fear got reinforced like, what was it, maybe 2 months ago. I got booked to do A Little Late with Lily Singh on NBC, but somebody dropped out and they needed me to do it in 5 hours. So I taped a late night set that same day. And it's like if I hadn't been on my phone, they would have given it to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, so then
God,
it's this like
the word.
Positive reinforcement for a bad vice, which is that I feel like I cannot detach myself.
Oof.
Damn.
Right. Because that's a real, I mean, that's a real situation that happened where if I had not been near my phone, it would have gone to somebody else.
That's the thing that sucks about our business is that being on the phone is half of the business. Mm-hmm. It's like you kind of have to be on the phone.
Yeah.
You have to be making content. You have to be putting out content. You have to be interacting with fans. You have to be, you know, emails and phone calls and, you know, putting in avails and stuff like that. So I get that.
Yeah.
I also have a little bit of an addiction. My sister taught me this thing of like, there's a program that you can do that turns it gray.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I did that for a bit.
If you touch, by the way, if you're on YouTube, you hit your home button, that circle button on your iPhone 3 times in a row, and it will turn your whole screen black and white, which makes it not, it's not as pleasing.
Right.
It's supposedly not as
not
addicting.
Not like eye candy as much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I found that I was, but then it was hard to like actually post stuff, I think, on Instagram, right? Because then you got to put the color back on.
Yeah.
And then, I did that for a little bit.
I think maybe what I could do is just make sure my volume is on all the way and I have it, you know, sitting somewhere in my apartment. So if somebody calls, I could pick up the phone if it's like an emergency.
Right.
But that way I'm not actively just on Instagram constantly and stuff.
You could also put it on sleep mode earlier and just have your favorites be able to call.
Oh.
How do you do that?
That was a thing.
Oh, girl. Teach me your way. Okay, you go into sleep mode.
Okay.
And there's a way that you can, you select your manager, your agent, your mom, your dad as your favorites and your contacts. And they're the only ones who can call that your phone will ring when it's on sleep mode.
There you go.
You don't know about this.
Damn.
Girls.
That's freaking
changing
great.
Changing my life, Helen.
God, I'm teaching these white girls some shit.
Yes.
Some
teach us. Teach us.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess ultimately, though, at some point, in order to really step away, you have to be at peace with whatever the outcome is, right? Like you have to be like, okay, I am taking a full week off and here, I'm sending my avails that I'm out for a week. To all your people.
Oh,
and
I'm like
in that
literally
week,
cringing.
I know.
My stomach is in. Like,
I'm like literally the hairs. Yeah. As you're saying this sentence, my hackles are up. I'm like, a week.
Yeah. Funny joke, Delaney.
I feel nauseous.
But it's like,
you get off your phone for a week. I could never. My skin is crawling.
You would have to put me in an institution. I mean, I would fucking.
I know, you'd have to like straitjacket me, and I'd still be like, Give it to me.
How many people have seen my stories?
I would be a fucking mess.
I guess, if you can get to that point, that's huge. I mean, if you can get to the point where it's like, look, I don't know what will happen at this week, but I'm fine with it because I'm taking this time like for myself.
Wow.
And what? Hey, I might come back to a million calls that were important. I might not, and I'm okay with either thing.
Damn.
I mean, that's like.
Right? I get so jealous. I don't know if you guys feel this way, of your friends who are not in entertainment, who truly don't. I have some friends who just don't even have Instagram. And I'm like, what is that like? Can you imagine just not even
my
having
best
it?
Friend is a mom. She works for LAUSD, the school district, LA school district.
Yeah.
She is not on any social media at all.
Mm-hmm.
What a dream.
She's not on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. She leaves her phone in the other room for hours at a time.
Like it's like an actual home phone.
Might as well stay there. Yeah,
it's attached
mounted to the wall.
And she is just like a happy, like a functioning, happy, normal human being.
Oh my God. Think about the time you get back if that's your life, right?
Do you guys get like the weekly screen reports? Of how much time? Wow, I want to throw myself into traffic when I see that. I'm like, Jesus, the amount of time I spend on my phone every day is
really
staggering.
Yeah,
it'll be like 6 hours, 7 hours
a day, girl. That's bad.
You know,
that's not good.
I feel like probably that's a lot of people, though. You know,
you need to research. There's apps that will turn your apps off.
I don't want to. I know there are.
Oh, she's getting itchy.
You can do it on
she's
the
like, phone. She's literally, uh-oh. Her skin is like, she's like, huh.
Yeah, she's like, how do I get a second phone that nobody knows about?
I know.
Where's my burner?
I'm going to Walter
my
White
Instagram burner.
Stay in the bathroom.
She gets a burner phone to hide from herself.
Oh, that's so funny.
I need to check myself.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you're a real addict. You're going to have to check yourself into like a detox program.
There you go. I'll go with
6 hours is too much.
I know.
I'll tell you that
right now. It's been more than that.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm not in entertainment anymore, so I think I have an easier time with that.
Wait, what?
Because, yeah, I stopped doing stand-up, like, coming up on 2 years.
Did I know this?
I don't know. I don't know if we talked about it. Yeah.
She Irish goodbyed the comedy world.
Yeah, I did.
She never made an announcement. I slowly backed out of a green room.
Yeah.
And nobody knows.
Yeah. People still, they're like, oh, hey, are you going up tonight? I'm like, nope, just seeing a friend.
Really?
Yeah, I stopped. It's coming up on 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, in the spring.
Wait, so what precipitated that?
I was so depressed and I hated it and I hated the lifestyle and I just wasn't doing well. And what I loved about it did not outweigh what I didn't like about it. And that was like...
That's when you know.
With
anything.
Kudos to you for recognizing that. Because I feel like there's a lot of people who stay in it just to stay in it.
Right.
Absolutely.
And...
Which is great. It's definitely not one of those jobs that you should do that. It's such a hard job.
My God,
you have to love it.
Oh, you have to love it so much. And I, you know, I liked some aspects of it. And... I realized that I could probably get some of those aspects that I enjoyed from other places that would, you know, were a better fit for my lifestyle. Like, I'm a homebody. I love being at home at night. I hate traveling, you know. I mean, I like being in other places, but there's just so much.
Yeah.
I have stage fright. I get anxiety before yeah. shows. Like, I should not be
check,
a fucking comedian.
Check and check.
I was like, I don't like any of that. I don't like any of that. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah.
And it was just something I kind of fell into and kept doing it and never really stopped and asked myself, do I actually want to do this?
That's really great.
You know what the trajectory is? Is that what you want? And it was so hard. It was
that
so fucking
so
hard.
That is so great. And really, it says a lot about you that you recognized that early yeah. and was like, okay, this is not healthy for me. Because there's so many people, not just in stand-up, but in like all kinds of businesses, you know,
so
that are
many.
Just like, they're just like, well, this is what I went to school for, or well,
oh,
this is
my
what
gosh.
I'm doing, so I guess I'm just going to continue doing. And it's like, you're fucking miserable.
Yeah.
It blows
Why?
My mind.
Yeah.
Going back to the quote that I started with, which yeah. is, none of this matters and we're all going to die.
Yeah. We forgot to ask
none
you.
None of this matters and we're all going to die. Did I mention the quote?
We didn't start recording
off the record.
Yet, but that's Helen's quotable.
I love it.
My
nothing
quotable
matters.
Is none of this matters
yes.
and we're all going to die.
So fuck shit up.
So like, yeah. don't do stuff that makes you miserable
yeah.
and do stuff. Like going back to like why I finally adopting this dog is I have been wanting a dog for 10 freaking years.
Oh yeah.
Wow. And I haven't had a dog because I'm like, I'm a fucking touring stand-up comic. I don't like small dogs. I don't want a purse chihuahua. Fuck yeah. those I mean, no offense if you have a purse chihuahha, but fuck purse chihuahuas.
They
like,
are not
I
real.
Don't want a fucking purse dog. I want a fucking dog, like a real dog that's like, I'm a fucking dog. Like that dog. And so I've been wanting a big ass dog for 10 years. And I'm like, I'm on the road at least once, probably twice a month. I audition and shoot during the day. I do stand up at night. Like I don't live in a house with a yard. I don't have a partner that can take the dog. Like there's nothing in my life that's conducive to having a dog. Mm. But I just thought, if I get hit by a bus tomorrow and I've never had the dog, I'm gonna be so pissed.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna be so pissed at myself
yeah.
that I went 10 years wanting this thing very badly. And logic and talking myself out of it.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm like, this amazing dog fell into my life. And I'm just going to buckle down and do it because now if I get hit by a truck tomorrow, which there's always a possibility that you can get hit by a truck tomorrow, all
yeah,
of us, any
true.
Of us. And if you didn't do the thing that you've always wanted to do, I mean, this is why I tell people like who are like, I always wanted to try stand-up. I'm like, do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What is stopping you? And if you always wanted to do it and you never do it, at some point you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
I feel you're like going to regret yeah. it.
That has to be the number one regret for the majority of people is their career choice. Mm-hmm. I feel like so many people take either the safe route or a route that they think they wanted, realize they actually didn't, and then just never get out of it.
Right.
And it's like, damn.
And I feel like this concept of just like, I'm just going to like settle into like whatever is toxic for the world.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is what it has yeah. put us into the shit show that we're in now. Because if you hate your job, you hate your career, mm-hmm. you're going to be shitty to the cashier at Walmart.
Yep.
You're going to be shitty to people. You're going to cut people off in traffic.
Yep.
You're going to be shitty to your spouse.
Yep.
You're going to be shitty to your kids who yep. then grow up and they're shitty to yep. everybody. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like you're
absolutely.
Breeding a whole new generation of shitty people because
yeah,
you're being shitty because you're not happy with your life.
Yeah. yeah,
people
absolutely.
Just push their dreams down,
yeah.
and then they become angry, bitter
yeah.
people,
and then they
and
need
then
they vices.
Take it out.
They need vices to try Hey-o. To cram it all, you
Bring
know,
it
and
back.
They take it out on the world. And I that's why I really feel like, you know, if I had one message if you know anybody who
the
listen,
world.
Just yes. do what you want. Just find the thing that you want to do and do it and go after it because otherwise you're going to be a miserable fuck.
Yes.
yes.
And yeah. you that does not help. And my gurus, Wayne Dyer and Louise Hay and Abraham Hicks, they all say this.
Mm-hmm.
It is your job to be fulfilled.
Yeah.
It is
I
your
love
job
that.
As a human
yeah.
to be fulfilled because if you are not fulfilled as a human, you're a miserable fuck.
Yeah.
Yes. And your miserable fuckery then expands out to the cashier at Walmart, to the person you cut off in traffic. Like, it's like toxicity just expands.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Could not agree more.
Yeah. I am nothing but lovely to the all the cashiers and wait people that wait on me because I love my job. And now I have a dog.
Extra nice. Secret of life, everybody. Yeah. Absolutely.
We just loved having you on.
You thank were you so
that
much.
Such fun. A great guest. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, if only I could get laid on the regular.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, put it out into the universe, people. Listen. That's you guys listening? DM Helen. Where can people find you and all that good stuff?
You can find me on the socials at Funny Helen Hong, because some other bitch named Helen Hong has my shit.
And she ain't funny.
And I need to kill her. Yeah. She ain't funny.
Yeah.
She's serious. At Funny Helen Hong.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have the website helenhong.com because this bitch does.
Damn. There you
go. That's the same with me. My website's kelseycook.com, but my handle has to be kelseycookcomedy because...
this other bitch.
Somebody 14-year-old else. In Texas who's posted once in 2011 has my handle.
Oh, man.
I can't get her off
so
of it.
Sorry.
These bitches.
I know. So what sorry.
Think they are? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for being You're the on. Shit.
Next time I'll bring my dog. You yeah, wear you a mask.
I will.
Yeah.
I'll bring my dog.
Awesome.
All right. That was Helen. It was so great to have her on. We've got an iTunes review of the episode. This is from iDirect. When I first found out about this podcast, I was a bit skeptical and wasn't sure if it was for me. Figured I would give them a chance, and I've been hooked. They are my go-to for Monday morning laughs. On top of some giggles, I feel like this podcast has made me a better man and partner. They talk about some topics that would have never crossed my mind and gave me a whole new perspective on the way I view things. Great work, ladies. I'm looking forward to many more years of this awesome podcast.
Aww. Oh, gosh, that's so sweet.
That is
Thank
so
you.
Sweet.
Thank you very much. And yeah, if you haven't done so already, ratings and reviews on iTunes really help us and help other people see the show. And we just love reading them, and yeah, just you guys are the
Makes
best.
Our day.
It really does.
And it does actually help the show stay on the iTunes charts and keep moving up. So
awesome.
Take a second if you haven't done
and
it
And we
yet.
Read one every episode, so yours could be next, people.
Yeah, get a little shout out. You want to do some segments?
Yeah. What you got? What you got, girl?
So I mentioned it briefly in the interview that, you know, I haven't had processed sugar for the last 2 weeks. I feel like it's helped my skin. But even before I cut out sugar for a couple weeks, I started taking some new vitamins and supplements for my skin. And I truly feel like it is the most clear my skin has been since I was on birth control.
Oh, wow.
You know, I got off birth control like a year and a few months ago. And as soon as I got off, my skin went fucking banana sandwich again. Yeah. Like just acne everywhere, especially hormonal acne. That's what I suffer from the most. And there's a YouTube beauty guru named Allie Glines, who I watch sometimes. And she also struggles a lot with cystic acne and hormonal acne. And she posted a video about a month ago talking about how she cleared her skin up. Hmm. And for her, what she was realizing, you know, certain products like topical products and face wash do help and contribute. But she was feeling like a lot of the things were coming from within. Like,
yeah,
she needed to correct what was going on beneath the surface. Absolutely. And she watched a dermatologist video on YouTube. His name is Dr. Berg. So if you go, if you search Allie Glines, it's Allie Glines. She did a video recently about skincare, and she links Dr. Berg's video in there. But the supplements that she added that cleared her skin up completely, which now has seemed to, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't have like active breakouts right now. I got a pimple like when my period started, which I'm like, you know what? Fine.
Yeah.
That's to be expected.
You can have it.
But on a constant basis, I wake up with new like active acne.
Yeah.
And it's like just always trying to whack-a-mole, like put out fires. Right. I feel like one thing will heal, another thing will pop up. Since taking these supplements, it's just stopped. Like it went away. So the supplements are cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is the most potent form of vitamin A, like one of the most potent forms of vitamin A, and Accutane, which you were on, is like a high, high, high dose of vitamin A.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like a natural version of that. So cod liver oil, vitamin B5, supposed to be really, really good for regulating hormones in your skin, zinc pills, and then a really good probiotic. So she linked all of those specific ones that she is on that she likes a lot. And the combination has just been making my skin so happy.
Nice.
It's great. So if any of you are struggling with acne, I can't recommend it enough.
Yeah.
It's been helping a lot.
Great. I would say, yeah, my my skin is better since I switched. We used to wash our face with honey back in the day.
Back in the day, about a year ago.
And once I switched, all my stuff is from CocoKind now. And I fucking love that brand, dude.
Okay.
The sea moss exfoliator. I do the chia seed oil for moisturizer. And then they also have a toner and stuff. But they got all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I love it. Never going back. I think I'm with them now. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm committed for
sure.
Nice. That's good. My segment. So what I was going to share, since, you know, the last episode we kind of talked about resolutions or intentions and all that.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to just have one thing, which is just to focus on my wellness a little bit every day. Whatever that means, whether it's taking a walk, eating a nice meal, you know, whatever. Yeah. And because I noticed in the past that I'll try to set, like, change too many habits at once, and then I stop doing all of them. Remember when I was, like, being crazy about my morning routine, where I'm like, well, if I'm not going to get up and journal and do yoga and have a green smoothie and do breathing exercise, what's the fucking point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, okay, calm down and just do something, do a little something. And so what I've been doing, because I feel like I have to build confidence in myself that I actually show up to take care of myself, because I just kind of beat myself up if I don't feel like I've kind of been perfect in that area. I keep a little blank white piece of paper near my my planner. And every time I do something that's like good for my wellness, I just put a little pink dot on the paper. And so I'm just slowly collecting these dots. And maybe I get three in a day. Maybe I get one. Maybe I get none. But at least I'm seeing like, oh, no, I show up and do good things for myself. And so I'm just like building. I know it sounds kind of cuckoo, but I'm just like building that visual, like, oh no, I definitely see, at least are all the times that I've done something good for myself. So I'm a person who can go for a run or, you know, eat healthy or whatever. So yeah, it could be anything. I mean, even just like a minute of just like deep breathing in between, like, you know, consulting calls or whatever that might be. I'll just put a little dot there. I'm like, well, I did it. I was mindful about it and I did it. So I'm really trying not to be a perfectionist about the wellness stuff, because I think that's what's stopped me before. And, you know, something is better than nothing. And I've had that all or nothing mindset in a lot of ways. And I'm trying to, you know, break out of that. So that's my little nugget that I've been, my little
that's
tool
great.
That I've been using.
Good job, babe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I even wore sneakers today. Nobody can see them because we're not doing video for this, but I have workout shoes on, and I'm just trying to get in the habit of putting them on. No joke.
Oh my God,
literally just
awesome.
Wearing them out in public.
Yeah.
Because if they're already on my feet, chances are I'm going to go for a little stroll, you know?
Oh, I love that.
So
that's a great tip.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, my workout shoes are just going to be in plain sight every day. All my other shoes are just in my closet. And I'm just trying to make it easy for myself. I'll put my socks next to my shoes. Just how simple can we get this? You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
I'm proud of you. That's great.
You.
It's great to remind people that you can just take it like a baby step at a time and that it's better than nothing.
Oh my God. Yeah. Just take a stretch. You know, sometimes I'll just stretch in my living room, you know, before I watch TV or something. Like
power nap for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Meditate for 10 minutes. Just something, anything. 30 seconds. Fuck it.
Exactly. Just little nugget bites.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's so great.
That's what I'm up to.
I love it. Well, this episode is coming out on
the 13th.
Monday the 13th. Yeah. So we are getting very close to our first live self-helpless show. We're at Sketchfest in San Francisco, Saturday, January 25th. Please come out to that. It's going to be so much fun. It's during the day. You can get tickets at kelseycook.com or at sketchfest.com. Also, for the San Francisco Bay Area people, I'm headlining Punchline Comedy Club on Friday night, the 24th. So the night before we do the live podcast.
Sweet.
I'm really excited for that.
Sweet.
Also, I'm going to be headlining Tacoma Comedy Club Valentine's weekend, February 13th through the 15th. And I've got so, so many other things coming up. If you go to kelseycook.com, lots of tour dates, get tickets. I would love to see some helpsters out at shows. You guys are the best.
Nice. And my Thriving Artist course is almost out. It's almost done. So for more information, you can just follow me on Instagram at Delaney Fisher or check out my website, DelaneyFisher.com. And I'm just so excited to share that with everyone. My test group is just had amazing results and I'm really excited about it.
That's
and
great.
So yeah, if you're somebody who you make something, whether it's, you know, you bake cupcakes or you knit scarves or you make ceramic figurines, whatever that might be. I want to help you turn that into a business and make some money off of it. And I just tell you exactly how to do that the simplest way possible, which is what I did and ultimately was able to leave my day job doing that.
Heck
so.
Yeah.
Check it out, people.
That's so great. Also, I just realized that a new episode of Risa Fury comes out today with Drew Lynch.
Oh, I love Drew.
America's Got Talent. He is so funny, and he's
freaking hilarious.
So
dude.
Funny on the show. So go to the All Things Comedy channel on YouTube and check out the new Risa Fury. So many great ones up right now.
Yay.
So fun. All right, guys. Well, we love you, and we will talk to you next time.
Love
you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content and ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on TTomComedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at KelseyCook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at KelseyCookComedy. Twitter is at KelseyCook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Risk of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album Savor It on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.